Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Kaufman. We're here upstairs at the Comedy Club in Kansas City. I'm with the very funny Mr. Dustin Ybarra. Hello, Dustin.
Hello, Dustin.
Hello, Dustin.
Dustin, we're... two Dustins at once.
You made me play the game.
I wanted to. I knew it was going to happen.
I wasn't going to do it.
Since I got this gig, I've been like, all right, two Dustins, how are we going to play this thing, man?
You text me and I was like, Dustin. I was like,
Dustin.
And then I was like, should I do it? I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah. It's not a common name either, I don't think, you know.
I'm hearing it more and more.
Oh, really? We must have popularized it.
It's getting, I think, a lot of Dustin Hoffman fans in the
Probably, my mom loved him, so that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. She was a big fan of Tootsie.
Tootsie,
yep.
Thanks.
Men dressing as women. They tried to say it back then, but, you know, no one caught on until 30, 40 years later.
My name was stolen, actually, from my birth doctor. Like Dr. Kaufman, no relation.
Yeah,
two F's, and he had a son on the way. He told my mom they were gonna name him Dustin, and I was born first, and she named me Dustin.
Oh, what? Yeah. I bet she was. The doctor had to have been pissed.
Now their son's name is Justin Kaufman.
Dude, your mom really changed that guy's life. Yeah,
his sister works on NPR, Gina, and she did a storytelling show one time and brought us together to talk about it.
Oh man, imagine we got him three Dustins. Wild.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
It's good to see you, man. It's been a bit.
I'm here for you. I'm here tonight for you.
I am so glad that you. And I guess you had like a scare last night.
I ended up in the ER last night, overnight.
Never good.
No, and I'm single dad, so for me to wake my kids up and go, I'm like I will push through it before I'm like, all right, kids, we're going to Menorah.
Oh, so you had to take the kids to the?
No, they're 10 and 11. I didn't leave them, and plus they probably won't, they want to be there with me.
Yeah,
they're like, we're going, Dad.
It's fun.
We're going.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
So I felt constipated, right?
Okay,
but like
I feel that all the time.
But this was like different. Also, it hurt really bad, but then my left nut was hurting. And I'm like, okay, like, there's one thing, but, like, if you're going to, like, bring my boys into it, then, you know. So then it was to the point where I didn't know if the pain was shooting down to there from pressure or if it was coming up, like you got kicked in the balls or something. So after a few hours of like just chugging water, and my stomach was bloated.
That's what I do too. I chug water. That's our thing. Is like, it's dogs eat grass. We chug water.
Yeah,
we're sick.
Yeah. Have you had yours? I'm a bigger guy, anyways, right? So
I think I am too.
I know when my stomach is like, I know where it is normally.
Yeah.
But I know what it can be when I push it. Dude, my stomach was as far pushed out as it could be, and I'm like, ooh. I was like bloated. So I went.
Are you on Ozempic?
I was for a little bit.
I wonder if that had anything on it.
Why do you ask that?
Well, because I tried it before and I was feeling bloated and I quit. I was feeling like that, like the whole like.
So like I had a couple sample boxes and.
Sample boxes?
A normal dose goes up to like 1 milligram. So like this is like 0.25 and then 0.5. And I never got to the full one, but I was doing the 0.5 regularly for a couple of my doctor, you know, but to see how it worked. But the pen broke and I haven't used it in a few weeks. So maybe this is a.
Could be.
So my colon was inflamed. And so
that's what they said. Your colon was inflamed.
I'm like, but my nut hurts really bad. He's he's like, okay, we'll do an ultrasound. I'm like, on my testicles? He's like,
and I wish I could see that. I hope he took a picture like they give it to you. like a pregnant woman, like, there it is. There's your nut. It's bigger than the other.
So like an hour goes by before the lady comes in with the ultra. And in my head, I'm like, they're just out there like, do I really have to do this? just taking so long to come in. But you do it. You do it.
I did it last time. Yeah.
No, but it was wonderful. She came in. She turned the lights down. She jellied me. She put, jellied
she put
me
on
up.
Some Marvin Gaye. Because they do put jelly on it, right? She jellied up your balls.
Jellied me up, bro.
And then they stick, then that thing rubs on it, right?
Yeah. She had she gave me a second blanket. She was professional. She gave me a second blanket to cover, like, the top part of what's going on.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
then, like,
nice.
Let the nuts hang out under it. And, like,
so it was just like the old Winnie the Pooh.
She, like, created, like, a window of opportunity.
Yeah. What a window and that was.
My boys are good. So there was nothing like there was. Okay. This came back. They're good. I think it's just like, so they got some antibiotics and.
Are you feeling better today?
I'm tired.
You're just tired. Well, yeah, you're in the ER. That's like.
Tired and like, I can tell there's like, you know, but I'm probably got to eat, chill out. I want to eat for a couple of days or.
Okay. You know, yeah.
Rest. I'm also opening a second club. So. I wonder if some of this is stress-induced,
too. That could be it.
Non-stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're running this club, which is an awesome club, by the way. This is my first time here.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that you're here.
Yeah, I love being here, dude. The last time because I've been here before, I was at in Kansas. I was at, I was just at some other clubs, you know. I don't want to promote them on anything. But they were shit. Yeah. But I'm glad to be here, man. And the club is doing great. I saw, you know, you must have been open for a while. I'm seeing all the comics.
6 years.
6 years, yeah, because I saw everyone's face outside. I'm like, oh, shit.
Not more than I love seeing you here. I love seeing you just murdering it on stage. Just
thanks, man.
Like here. You know,
yeah,
like,
this is these are fun crowds.
You're so fun and just, you have so much character to you. And people really just, like, they love you up there.
Thank you. Wow. Welcome. I feel good.
So, and like, you were already in my head because I'm booking Lawrence, this other club now, which when this comes out, actually will be opening in a couple of weeks. First November 1st is our soft opening in that. So,
oh, that's cool.
So I was already looking to put you on that counter. So you keep popping up on my feed again, like your clips. Even seems like maybe you're posting more.
I'm posting a lot. My fiance does it all for me. She handles my socials. And ever since she started doing that, it's really it's helped so much, dude.
Yeah.
She grows it, and I metal detect a lot. And that helps for some reason.
Metal detect?
I metal detect on the beach.
Oh.
With a metal detector.
So you're posting clips of that?
Yeah. And I go live on TikTok. And I got eyes on my metal detector. I call it Diggy Smalls. It's got those big googly eyes. And people like it.
That's so funny.
Dude, it's so weird. Because comedy versus metal detecting, pretty different, you know. But you don't like... I've noticed the metal detecting crowd, super supportive, you know. You know, like, you'll never post a metal detecting clip and someone be like, "Ah, I heard so and so do that." You know,
it's
like
such someone a metal detects that niche market, right?
Like, yeah, I guess it is.
Are you getting good views on them?
Yeah,
that's fun.
Like, I
even people who don't metal detect, it's probably still fun just to watch. I'll have to check these out. I haven't seen these,
bro. Yeah, I'll clip them up, or she'll clip them up, and I'll put them out there. And doing the live thing, because I feel like I'm killing three birds with one stone.
Do you plant things?
Do I plant things? No. Never. I've thought about it, because I'm like, that would be interesting. But.
You could end your videos by like having like finding a piece of paper and that you take out and says, "See Dustin Ybarra at insert date."
That's
here.
A good idea. Like, a notebook, and I open it up. It's like the Epstein files. You know, they've been here the whole time.
It's my tour list.
Yeah.
Been here.
Yeah. So that's because I live by the beach, and I'm like, okay, so I'm exercising, I'm doing social media.
Oh, that's good.
Getting in the sun. So it's like, and then sometimes people will see me and be like, "Hey, can you help me find this?" And I'll do that.
You're sober now.
Yeah, I've been sober 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Why, thank you, sir.
3 years. Yeah. Was there were you drinking a lot? Was it more?
Yeah, I was doing everything.
Everything.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Tapered down.
I like that you got sober but didn't change you.
Thanks.
You know what? Do you understand what
I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you're still you. You're still, like, physically, you still got your hair.
Yeah.
You still got your smile.
Well, it would have been weird if I started wearing a suit after, like, I sobered up. Whoa. I'm dressed like a Mormon. Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
I must only wear polos and khakis.
Exactly. No, it's, I love it. My life was, you know, everyone gets sober because no one gets sober usually on a winning streak. So I was not having a winning streak, and I...
Gamblers Anonymous wouldn't exist if people won every time.
Exactly, yeah. So yeah, I got sober, and my life has just been really coming together. I got a fiance now, which is cool, and yeah, more energy, more less like, oh my god, what happened last night? I don't remember, you know, that kind of shit.
What was the final straw, the breaking point to you getting sober?
There's like 20 final straws.
Was it like all at the end, or just kind of the years built?
It would build up to like at the end. It was just like I was like having seizures and stuff, dude. It was
legit.
Yeah, legit seizures. It was bad.
Jesus.
When you said ER, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for the same reason, but yeah.
I'm glad that did someone push you or take you there, or did you?
Yeah, Jay Moore took me.
Okay.
Yeah. Came to my place, picked me up.
Did you ask him to?
We'd been talking because I was like, I wanted to get sober, and I was in a really desperate spot. And he was like, yeah, I'm coming over. Pack your bags, buddy. And he showed up and took me to rehab. He said it was a gay rehab at first, too. And yeah, if he was joking, but I wish he would have told me that before I blew all those dudes. You go to any lengths, though, for sobriety. So.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
That he cared enough to do that.
It was amazing, yeah. And I talked to him all the time still, because he's a sober dude, too. And yeah, it's like, I mean, I write more now. I write better. And I'm just not, you know, I'm just not depressed all the time. You know, it's at the beginning, it was kind of weird because you feel all these feelings again. It's like that you used to like drown them in booze and drugs. And now it's like, oh, wow. Like going on stage, that was weird for the first time.
I was actually going to ask you about
this. Yeah, my first little bit, because I remember I had a headline like San Diego or something. And I remember just freaking out, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this again. I can't do comedy ever again because I was using it for so long,
A crutch. It became a crutch.
A definite crutch for nerves and for everything, you know. Because first you get nervous about going on stage, then you get nervous about this and that and everything. Then at the end, it was just like, you get nervous to just go through the day. So you just drink vodka in the morning. And it was like a movie, like those alcoholics you see in movies with the bathtub gin type shit.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, my God. So, yeah, it's like relearning. It's like learning how to perform all over again.
Yeah, and talk to people, you know.
Just everything.
Everything. Dude, yeah. I still get, like, socially awkward moments and shit. Like, I remember I would YouTube how to talk to people. And I would watch this. It's like some 15-year-old kid in high school would put out these videos. Here's how you talk to people. I'm, like, writing, like, oh, okay, yeah, ask how they are, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
How long have you, so you're engaged? How long have you been with her?
We've been engaged for about a year.
Okay.
About a year, looking at some venues right now.
Come get married in Kansas City. I'm sure all your friends are
going. Yeah, they would all come out. It's going to be Boston because that's where her family's from.
Oh, yeah. That's
and, the you know, doing. I have a small family. I have like four people in my family.
Will they go to Boston?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll go to Boston.
All four of them?
All four of them.
They will be there.
I'll probably have to pay for it, but whatever.
Just come.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And at some point, you'd be like, I flew you here and I can fly you back.
Exactly. Get on the plane, Mom. Yeah. But everything is going pretty good. Career is going good. I've been working on that TV show Ghost, which is cool.
What a big show!
Yeah, it's been on for like 5 seasons.
Great cast.
Yeah, great cast, and it's a fun job. I play this pothead chef.
That's easy for you.
Yeah, right. I didn't have to Daniel Day-Lewis for that, you know. But yeah, I just play this pothead chef guy, and we film it up in Montreal, which is cool. And yeah, just go out there every couple months and do that, and do stand up.
How many episodes do you film when you go out there at a time?
It depends, you know. So because I'm not a series regular, but they do 22 episodes, so I think this season I might be in about half or something.
Half?
Yeah.
So are you going out there for like an episode at a time? Just one?
Yeah, or two. Well, okay. One time I went out there for three. So it just depends, you know.
It's just all blurring together.
It is all blurring together, dude. But I love it because the Montreal has a really cool comedy scene and everything. And it's just like, it's kind of like a cleaner New York a little bit. You know, there's a bunch of spots to go up at.
A cleaner New York.
Cleaner New York, yeah.
People walk as much, subways, like.
Yeah, I do the walk, I do the subway. They do have like cracked out homeless people and stuff, which that's interesting because they all speak French.
New York is not clean.
No, New York is not clean. No.
It's rough.
Yeah, Montreal is a lot a lot cleaner.
I actually just got passports for my kids and I this year. We haven't taken an international trip before.
Oh, yeah? Where are you thinking of going?
Well, I don't know, but Canada was on the list as an easy first, you know, like maybe just go find a wrestling show somewhere and as an excuse to go. And
yeah.
You know, so we thought about that.
Canada's nice. It is like a nice, like, beginner's international trip,
dude.
You know,
I thought about even just flying to the border and driving, like doing a drive the first week or something like that. Or I hate flying.
I mean, it's not.
I don't want to be on an airplane for 16 hours, 24 hours.
Bro, I hate it. And you know what? On the show, they fly me first class, which is awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So then when I go back to like my regular, whenever I have to pay, it's not first class. So I'm like, oh, shit. Kansas City, not first class.
Not first
I took
class.
Spirit here, bro.
I had none when I landed.
Mm-hmm.
So have you done much international outside of Canada? Have you done the longer?
No, not really.
Any?
Nah, just kind of stick to, just here.
Who has good first class? I do Southwest, so I just try to get in the front where there's nobody in front of me.
I don't know. Oh, Southwest is good.
Put my feet up on the wall like AMC.
Yeah. I love whenever you have three seats and you can lay down. Isn't that the best?
I will. I just take the aisle seat and then try to sit fat. I'll spread, you know, people are filing in, I'll be like, I'll puff up and spread out. I'll be like, you know what? What's up? Give me fat, hairy,
Isn't that funny?
Like,
that's when you really try. Let me look as
look
gross.
How fat he is.
Just eating a sandwich for a smoothie. Don't sit next to him.
That's funny.
I've definitely done that move. Yeah.
If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe. Share with your friends. It's Comedy Club Podcast. Just click that subscribe button. Tell all your friends. Follow us at the Comedy Club KC or the Comedy Club LFK coming up in November as well. I will. It's the only time I want to be fatter.
Yeah, right?
You know, it really is. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'll put days where I'll put on five shirts before I feel comfortable in one of them. And
yeah.
But on the airplane, I'm like, yeah.
Bro, I feel you on the shirt thing, bro. I've got a drawer that's just closed because I'm an extra large now, but I was a large. Just want to get back to large, bro.
I'm extra large down from a 2X.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's weird because you look at the large shirts and you're like, oh, I want to wear that shirt again. But then you try it on and you're like, oh, you do that move the whole. You like try to stretch it out, make it an extra large. Yeah. Yeah. Once I hit large, I have a plethora of clothes that I can get into. I just got to get back there.
Sugar
free.
Do you have. This is good for my tummy. That's
no judgment, bro.
I think. I have my goal shirts. I got a couple shirts that are my size, but for some reason are clearly not the size they say. Or a couple older shirts I used to wear. I got a long sleeve Stranger Things I can't wait to wear again.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I got a cool short sleeve Donkey Kong shirt that's like brown and like whatever. I just really want to wear it, and it's like, it's not happening.
No, I got a Led Zeppelin shirt that's so cool. Yeah, exactly.
Why are you wearing me?
You just feel bad for the shirt, yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
You probably think it's just neglected for no reason.
How do you hold all this together?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
And so durable.
And I feel bad, too, because I'll buy, like, an extra large shirt, even though my intention is because I got to wear something, you know? But I'll have my intention will be like, okay, this is a temporary shirt. I'm going to hit my larges soon, you know?
Dude, I had this where the best day, like, the... Whenever, you know, whatever, 6, 9 months, year ago, whatever it was, I got to go through and take all of my 2Xs and all of my,
throw out
like 3-4 trash bags full of shit and just throw them in the garage.
Oh, you put them in the garage?
I put them in the back of my car and never made it anywhere, and so I just took them back out of
my car.
That's
all that happens. No, they just
in my garage.
They're in the back of the car, bro.
I hope I never have to go get them. But if life gets rough.
Hey, yeah. Maybe you'll see some fat homeless dude.
I remember this shirt.
Yeah.
My favorite fat hoodie.
Yeah. Hoodies I'll still keep. I can, because, you know, that's cool. You can
wear
a fat hoodie.
The super blousey. Like, it's
those are good for airplanes, though, right?
The
Yeah.
When I realized that I had lost weight, the kicker, I was like, I had my pants and they were a bigger size. They were like a 42, which were still a little baggy even when I first bought them, but I was like just going pee in the thing, and I was like, and my belt broke. This is what happened.
Did it break? I hope it broke like out of just stripping. Like a button flies off, hits someone in the eye. I'm blind.
Quick, we need help in the bathroom.
That's something you never want to hear. We need help in the bathroom.
What have you done to me?
Oh my God.
No, it's because I was pulling the belt so tight snapped. It's actually the opposite. And it broke, and I'm like, fuck. And my belt broke, and then my pants just went bloop, and I'm like.
I hope it made that sound. Like a clown. Bloop. You're wearing polka dot boxers.
Probably camo if we want actual.
Okay.
And I'm like, man. Maybe it's time to get smaller pants.
Yeah.
So that was a good moment in life where you're like, okay.
Dude, so. Yeah, I feel you on the pants thing. My mom will get on to me for wearing bigger pants. You know, it's so weird. Like, you look so big in those pants. You need shorter. And my whole life, I've never been able to wear baggy pants. Because at first she would get on me, she would think, she's like, people are going to think you're in a gang because I wanted to wear JNCOs. You remember JNCOs, bro?
I'm wearing them right now.
Are you wearing JNCOs? Yeah. I want to wear the JNCOs.
These are my fat pants that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. No, they're not. They're not.
I was going to say those.
I spilled paint on these. Oh, okay. And so I had to go back for a couple of days, but I found some more on eBay.
You buy pants on eBay?
Because they don't make the JNCO camos anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting being in a bidding war over pants.
I just, whatever they're asking, I pay for it.
Oh, okay.
As long as it's not a gouge. As long as it's in line with the website, I'm okay.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And they're expensive.
I haven't used eBay in forever.
JNCOs are not your $25, $40 pants that the
mall. I remember they are kind of like.
Dude, they want like $200 on the website.
For JNCOs?
And they
That's
won't even.
Crazy.
It's like $200 and you won't bring back the camos.
Oh, God. $200 for pants. I don't think I've ever done that in my life. Never.
Well, I went.
With a suit.
So when I outgrew, I bought the same pants in a smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the ones I just bought on eBay are actually a size under this. So I'm actually going to get from that 42. Then I went down to the 40. I just bought 38s.
Oh, look at you.
They're going to show up soon. They won't have paint on them.
That's exciting.
I feel so good about myself.
You should hang them on your wall, too.
Until they're too small, and I have to go back and buy another $200 pair of 40s.
Well, I mean, it's good and bad. You lose your weight, but it's also like, I've got to buy some new pants.
These have a lot of room on them. I'm pretty confident. I was like, I haven't been a 38 since I was 18.
Yeah.
It's the fattest thing I've ever said.
I was fatter in high school than I lost weight. I lost weight when I first moved to New York, dude. Because I remember I was like 21.
Is it late night snacks for you, or is it just what you eat or when you eat?
Late night, bro. Are you a late night eater?
I'm a late night everythinger. Like, I'm just up late at night.
I make bad decisions, bro.
If you go to bed early, it's less.
Yesterday I had a smash burger here, but here's what I did, because the waitress was like, would you like what do you want? Try the smash burger. I'm like, you know what?
Comedy style or original?
Well,
or?
I said, at first I was like, you know, I'll have the salad, and then she put it in the thing, and I'm like, you know what? What am I kidding? Give me a double smash.
Smash.
I went double smash.
Yeah.
Extra patty, you know? And then I didn't eat the whole thing, though. My intention was to only have like a quarter, and I had like three quarters, and I was like, whatever.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it, bro.
Thank you.
Your food's really good.
Thank you.
I like comedy clubs that have more than just like taquitos and
one
chicken.
We don't buy anything frozen. The last thing was the cheese curds, and we just converted those to like a panko breading and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. I got to try those out.
Yeah.
He
started making ranch in-house, and it's this butter. Man, I'm just like, dude, just go back to the ranch dressing. Like,
oh, okay,
Black people are complaining about the ranch with the chicken. We just give them the ranch.
Yeah, you got it.
Just buy the ranch. I don't like the ranch.
Some people can tell when ranch is off. Yeah.
I mean, and it's good. It was homemade, but and I get that, and I like that, but it just didn't taste – I think it was the buttermilk, maybe. I just.
Really?
Something about true buttermilk ranch tastes like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to make my own
just
ranch.
Tell me it's buttermilk, but don't have it be buttermilk.
Yeah, because God, buttermilk just sounds good. Man, doesn't it?
It's not.
Just the words buttermilk.
Yeah, like baby. Both of these.
Chocolate buttermilk. I bet you that's good.
Oh my God.
I love it, dude. I love some chocolate milk, bro. That was my thing, dude, growing up, because my mom, she was a big drinker, and I remember I'd be in high school, or I'd be in
Sierra,
like junior
is chocolate
high.
Buttermilk a thing?
Is it?
Is that a thing? Just Google it.
We could probably make it. Just get some chocolate milk, melt some butter in it. Chocolate buttermilk.
Hershey's chocolate buttermilk.
Yeah, but I was a big chocolate milk fan, because my mom would go to get beer, and I would go get nachos.
Is it?
Chocolate milk.
No, it's not.
It's not a real thing.
I was the strawberry milk.
Strawberry milk.
Yeah.
I do like strawberry milk.
Wait, what'd you say? There's what? Chocolate buttermilk milkshake. That sounds disgusting.
It does.
Chocolate buttermilk milkshake?
Sounds disgusting. I'd try it.
It sounds gross. Like, yeah. But I mean, we use buttermilk for our tenders and our pickles, I think, maybe. But not for ranch dressing.
Yeah, I had a tender today. I had that Mother Clucker place.
Okay.
And I went and saw a movie, and I snuck it in.
What'd you see? It's the AMC next door?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you see?
That Leonardo DiCaprio. One battle after another.
Where he's the former addict dad?
He's like an anarchist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was really good.
Going to save his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any movie where you got to save a daughter, I'm in.
And it was good?
Yeah, it was good.
Well, Sierra's giving me the peace sign or telling me we got 2 minutes left.
All right, bro.
What do you got? Where can people find you?
Find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Watch my metal detecting videos.
What's your handle?
Just Dustin. Dustin Ybarra.
Ybarra?
Ybarra!
Ybarra. Yep. Dustin, I love your face.
I love you, bro. This is so cool. Like seeing you again. Thanks for having me.
We'll get you. We'll bring you to Lawrence later this year.
I'm down, dude.
We'll double dip. And
hell yeah.
Thank you guys for watching again. Please subscribe, follow us. Go check out the whole library. We talk to the best comics every single week, and then we show you the interviews within a few weeks of doing it. So, thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week. Bye.